This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons.
Hill Notes coming up in a moment. Do we have time first for a good deed of the day on this show?
Always.
Okay. Demetrius from the Cape, regular listener of this program, has an online auction going on, which he would like to plug. Hello, Demetrius.
Good morning, Greg. And everybody else, thanks for having me on.
Of course. What are you doing?
So, to talk about the beginning of the genesis of this foundation, my daughter Carolina, who's now 30, 3 years ago, December 7th, was diagnosed and had surgery for a brain tumor that is cancer. And her friends from college, three of her friends, set up a foundation called the Smiley Fund, and all monies raised goes directly to the neuro-oncology department at Mass General for brain cancer research. Mm-hmm. So for the last 3 years, conservatively probably raised, I know we're not in your ballpark yet, Greg, but close to a couple $100,000.
Awesome.
Towards brain cancer research. And right now, we're at the beginning of Brain Cancer Awareness Month, and we have an online auction for various golf courses and experiences on Nantucket and Cape Cod and off Cape Cod.
And you actually get around with Tuukka Rask, right?
Yeah, so if people go to smileyfund.betterworld.org, and they'll see the Smiley Fund as an online auction. If you don't want to get involved with the auction, there's also a donation button. Goes directly to the foundation. And, Tuukka agreed, and Tuukka is already up to $1,750.
Awesome.
For a round of golf at the Hyannis Port Club.
Awesome.
And he was able to get Bobby Sweeney, and Bobby's a little bit less. He's at $1,500 right now. And those are just two of the experiences. You like to go to Nantucket, I heard. So
yes.
We've got a Nantucket golf club has donated a threesome, and you'll probably play with the one of the board directors.
Awesome.
At Nantucket Country Golf Club. We have Sankaty Head Golf Club, and that gentleman last year donated a round of four, but there was a bidding war, and he was generously enough offered a second round. So that was great last year, and
Demetrius,
we have another round at Hyannis Port.
What's the website again, if they want to bid?
It's smileyfund.betterworld.org. So okay. Smile fund.betterworld.org.
All right. Well,
and there's other golf courses on Cape, off Cape. There's a hotel on Nantucket, Nantucket Hotel.
Awesome.
Offered a two-night stay for two rooms.
All right. Well, listen,
pretty good.
We have the most generous, you know this because you listen, we have the most generous listeners there are. So you called the right show.
You do.
I hope you guys do really well and good luck, and can't wait to see how you do on this.
Yep. Right. Yeah, and if you can plug the Smiley Fund, that'd be awesome. And the listeners, please donate. There's no administrative costs. It goes directly for cancer research. And if anyone's paying attention right now, cancer research is on the block because of a certain administration. And my daughter's cancer is the one that has the least amount of research because the payback isn't enough. These people are left to basically survive because of therapies, and there's no cure, and we need help.
All right. Well, we're thinking about you and your daughter, and thank you, and I'm sure that everybody will get involved.
And we got that website up on Twitch right now, so
excellent.
We're all good.
All right,
thank you,
Courtney.
A lot of good things to bid on.
Okay. Hill Notes, brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Bang.
Curtis, shut up. Would you please shut up? They blew the game. They might blow the series. But guess what? A sweep is going to be a sweep. Either you don't know what you're talking about, or you don't know what you're talking about. Which one is it?
I think I've been proven right.
Wow.
They've had 20-point leads in the second half of games 1 and 2. They should sweep the Knicks.
Yeah. They should have swept the Knicks.
Yeah, that ain't happening, though.
I mean, nope. It's not my fault that their coach is a dullard.
Do you still believe? I think you said earlier you do, Curtis.
I believe in you, Courtney, Wiggy, Shime. I think that we're doing great, and they're going to win the series in 7 games.
They are.
Yeah.
It's going to go 7. Courtney, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit more panicky than I think Wiggy is right now, but I got to keep the faith, I guess. You know, who would I be to say that they're going to lose?
I'll circle back after game 3.
Shime, the Sharps agree, right?
Yeah, they have the Celtics still favored to win the series at -120.
Sharps know what they're doing. Know how to wager, so, all right.
Greg, you can name 1,000 songs. This whole time I thought Missoula was a student of analytics. Turns out he's just a really big fan of the 2009 seminal hit by LMFAO, Shots. Shots, 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 shots. If you ain't taking shots, get the F up out the court.
I can adjust a little, yeah. Joe. It's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have the players to adjust.
I mean, Jaylen Brown did it in the first half. I was like, we were on our group chat.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is what we got to do.
He looks
Take
hot
the ball
right now.
To the hoop.
Yeah, yep. But then that, guess
get
what?
Get the foul. Get that, like, get the layup.
Then they get up 20 and they get comfortable and they go back to the shots.
And
shots.
There's nothing more frustrating when you have the ball inside and you kick it out for a stupid 3.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. And Shime and I are both sick of the fall-away 3. Can we just shoot a regular 3? Does it have to be a step away, step back, fall away 3 every time?
It's got to look cool.
That I don't mind. Like, you know, I was watching the game and I was talking to my son last night. Like, you know, when they always talk about the hockey pass, that extra pass, and they get a wide open look. Like, that I don't mind. But the coming off the picks when you're dribbling and pull, like, that's not what they do. That's not they are like more of like an open shot. You know, catch, set your feet, shoot. But
they're trying to play like Steph Curry.
Yeah, no.
When they should be playing like Ray Allen.
Tatum doesn't do that well. Jaylen Brown doesn't do that well. Derek White doesn't do that well. Pritchett, like, you know, just shoot the open ones when they're there. And if it's not, try to create some better offense.
So last night in my dream, I'm a producer on the morning show. Somehow you all ran it. And I'm cooking everyone a nice clam and linguine with a white wine sauce for dinner, and all of a sudden I hear Jackson walk up behind me and say, "You forgot the garlic," and then he slices my head off. So have a great day, Jackson, so you don't kill anybody.
Most likely to be, I would assume, out of all of us, a serial killer.
I don't know.
No? I think he said that's too predictable that it would be Jackson.
It's too predictable.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Serial killer.
So it might be Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis would. Or Wiggy says he'd love to play a serial killer in a movie.
No, not a serial killer. More of like just the like a killer.
Oh,
see,
okay.
My thing would be Courtney would be the ultimate curveball because she's so anxious and paranoid in real life that it would be a total like from left field that she is the actual killer.
She'd be the Black Widow.
Right. But if it was Jackson, his serial killer name would be the Tire Popper.
Jackson's more to come in and shoot the building up.
Probably just me.
Curtis is in that category.
Curtis is in.
No, I meant I would be shot. I've never had a gun in my life.
No. Just hypotheticals.
I love how Greg can mispronounce the word prodigy, but as soon as Courtney says something wrong, it's a big deal. What's up with that?
Yeah, good point.
We addressed that.
He was a child prodigy.
I thought he was joking when he said
that.
But we all speak.
But it's unintended by Greg. It's just the brain declining.
And it is. You're right about that. It really is. But I need to see Joshua Waitzkin front and center coaching this team. Like, what's he on the payroll for?
I don't know.
I mean, if he's not out there diagramming plays, your pawn for my rook.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's the point of having the guy on the staff?
Right.
You know, Greg, this is exactly what happens when you treat another team like a doormat on the way to another championship. Isn't that right, Wiggy? Another thing, there is nothing better than watching somebody who thinks they're better than you get kicked in the balls and drop to their knees. I love it.
Yeah, that's what they're doing right now.
So is that the issue? One of the issues is that you didn't really struggle when it came to winning it all last year, and you look pretty good in the regular season. So you just go into this and you don't think anybody's going to beat you.
I don't think it's that.
You get up by 20 and you're like, all right, let's go back to shoot like getting fancy.
That's why I think it's more
getting
of,
cute and fancy.
I think it's more of the end game. And they go, oh, we're up by 20.
Yeah.
We can easily beat this team. And then we get cute. I think it's more of them getting cute and getting complacent. And they're like, all right, we want to – rather than saying let's keep the 20-point lead, keep it to 17, 18, 20, they go, let's see if we can blow them out by 60 and just start hawking up threes. And that's where they try to get cute, and they're doing things, and they're dribbling the ball and doing all these. Then they create turnovers, and you're like, oh – here they come. And then the Knicks, for the past in these first two games, get hot in the second half, and this is what the outcome is.
Jackson here, and I'm looking for a douche move ruling on Courtney for following Santo's location. Where's the freedom and mystery surrounding a relationship? It's part of what's wrong with modern-day society. My fiancé and I like to play a guessing game. And 9 times out of 10, she's correct when she guesses Costco. Just last night, she accused me of having delicious wieners when I arrived home. The telltale sign? The mustard stains in my beard. Needless to say, there was no sexy time to be had by this guy last night.
I got a nice text from Jackson yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sent me a street sign that was like Courtney Ave.
Huh?
It was very nice.
I didn't realize you had unblocked him.
He was never blocked. But yeah, he said, West Roxbury loves you. Uh-huh. So thanks, Jack.
Oh, great.
were you following Santo's location throughout the game last night?
No. I was trying to see him on TV, but I never saw him.
You didn't see him on TV?
Yeah, he looked like he had good seats, but his next...
That's why we lost. He brought those two Nikados to the game.
Yeah.
Instant,
that's right.
Instant black cloud.
Yeah.
Did you see all the Knicks fans that like stayed after, got that security guard all riled up?
Yeah.
She fell over a thing of seats.
There was a huge fight in the city, too, between Knicks fans and Celtics
fans.
That
was the other night. Right?
Was it the other night?
Yeah,
was it nice Donnybrook?
Yeah,
Monday night. Hey, guess what? They're stomping us. What can we do?
Yeah.
But do you think it was a Knicks fan or an angry Celtics fan who pulled the fire alarm last night at the Garden?
I think it was Tatum.
I bet it was Celtics.
I think it was Tatum.
Tatum's mom when he was at the podium.
Tatum pulled it, and he went to celebrity tunnel and got the hell out of there.
Searching for Bobby Fischer?
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about searching for some timeouts and some plays and some execution? I don't know. That's what the coach gets paid for, maybe? But what do I know?
Caca! Caca! Caca!
Good movie, though. Excellent film. And then that Netflix series about chess was very good also.
Oh, yeah. The Queen's Gambit?
Yes.
Very good.
Excellent series during the pandemic.
Yeah.
The Celtics are more fraudulent than Coco's attendance in the summer and the spring. I don't get it. We're screwed.
Mm. Yeah, you said no flex days until July, right?
Till July.
You can't during roadshow season.
No.
Yeah. So 2 weeks from Friday is the next roadshow.
Correct.
Kicking off Memorial Day weekend. And we will be at the Lobster Trap in Bourne 2 weeks from Friday.
That'll be a good one.
Special guest I heard from yesterday, Rob Ninkovich, is coming by that morning to hang out.
Awesome.
Central time, or it
is Eastern time.
Okay.
And then the night before at the Lobster Trap. I mean, sorry, at the Training Post. See?
Yeah.
Curtis, I did that old man thing.
It's just you don't yell at Papa if he forgets things. I mean,
Training Post, I would argue, best bar pizza in the Southeast Mass region.
Yeah, take your word for it.
Have you checked out the accommodations yet, Wiggy? Is it up to snuff?
No, I don't even know which one. This the one in Bourne?
I think it's Seacrest Motel. It's supposed to be very nice.
Yeah. Accommodations are the Newport accommodations are
unbelievable.
Can't wait till we get to Newport.
Yeah.
They're great.
I believe Wiggy Moore when he said mozzarella is like the best cheese. Missoula is not the best head coach like he's been saying all year long. I'm sorry, he's not. Look at it.
No, he clearly not, especially not in this playoff run. He's getting out-coached by Thibodeau. Because the other thing I don't like is the stupid fouling of Robinson.
It's weird. It's like they don't even – it's like dealing with a minor detail when the – like the – you know, it's like dealing with the like you're on the Titanic and the water's coming, like the scene in the movie where the captain's in there and the water's coming through the glass.
And you're trying to take a picture off the wall.
You're like worried about what napkins are on the table in the dining room. Like, okay, I get it.
I get it if they're in the bonus.
I get it.
You put them at the free throw line. But all it does is it makes guys pick up fouls and then it puts them closer to the bonus and then they take Robinson out. And then if you foul guys, then better shooters go to the free throw line.
But that's clearly a Joe thing. So he's focused on that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
When it comes to strategy, but he can't mix up the strategy when it comes to shot selection.
Yeah, I don't. That strategy makes no sense. It works when they're in the bonus and Robinson's on the floor and you put him at the free throw line.
Greg, if you lose this match to the former volleyball player, creepily for some reason, youth girls soccer coach who doesn't even know what dormy means, I'm going to be very disappointed in Soia fans.
I mean, anything can happen, but...
Prepare to be disappointed.
I have a question from the room. The Ken and Curtis show staple. Most to lose, most to gain in the match.
Mm.
Oh, it's like Celtics-Knicks.
Oh, I think you guys already claim that I suck at golf, so Greg has the most to lose and I have the most to gain.
Yeah, but you've talked so much crap. I think have the most to lose. Like, if Greg loses, he'll make a joke about it and be like, my tooth, this, that, the other thing.
Excuses, not make jokes.
Oof. Yeah.
Greg has the most to lose because if Scheim wins, this is his,
magnum opus.
Yeah, this is his Super Bowl, so he'll be talking crap all the time. Greg already tells us he's a good golfer. So it's like, Greg's the Celtics in this scenario. Scheim's the Knicks. Mm. And if Greg loses...
Means I'm clutch, like Jalen Brunson.
We are going to be all in like, oh my God, what the hell did we just watch?
Right. Scheim's the Knicks. He has the better coach / caddy.
It's true.
What happens if you lose? Does Lauren refuse to smack you around for a few weeks?
No, she'll probably smack me around extra hard.
That's
a win-win for me.
Scheim's punishment is that he doesn't get to get punished at home.
I'm so tired of you guys. You sound like a bunch of front-running bandwagon fans. We had two bad games. It's not the end of the world. The sky is not falling. Celtics in six.
There are a lot of people who say that. Yeah. And so
nobody that's a fan of this team woke up this morning feeling that way.
No.
Have been people who are texting, like, you know, the old, you can't jump on the bandwagon if you're not on it this morning.
Oh, so. I know that's what they're saying, but you watch two 20-point losses consecutively at home in the second round of the playoffs, I'm sorry.
It's concerning.
Pathetic.
Yeah, it is. And for all Celtics fans, I think that, like a lot of Celtics fans, think that if you can win game three, then you can win the series, and they can still win this series. But there is a concern, because the one thing I didn't think that they were going to do that Detroit did against the Knicks, because Detroit should have won that series, but Detroit choked it at the end, couldn't close out. And that's what the Celtics are doing. And I didn't think they were going to do that. And now it's coming back to bite us on the ass, because you're down 0-2.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Sean, thank you. Hill Notes, as always, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!